I've heard that before. What'd you do, ask him to marry you?
No, all I did was ask him if I could go to Atlantic City with a bunch of guys.
Oh, you know, honey, he's probably relating to when he was your age and wild and crazy. Oh, no, that can't be. You just don't know how to work your father like I do.
No, I don't look as good in a halter top as you do.
Fran looked absolutely breathtaking in her wedding gown, didn't she?
Yeah.
Are you guys busy?
Nanny Pine, I am preparing Maxwell for a live TV interview. He doesn't have any time for your mindless drivel.
Brooke, you look radiant this morning.
Well, maybe because you were so electrifying last night. When did you start smoking again?
Somewhere between I and do.
Maxwell, I want to talk to you about Brighton going to Atlantic City this weekend.
No, darling, darling. Brighton and I have discussed this at length. He knows exactly how I feel about it, and I'm adamant.
Well, I think that... Is adamant good or bad?
Bad.
Well, I think that we should reopen the discussion.
There is nothing left to discuss. I have made up my mind. He's not going. Case closed.
I'm sorry, Fran. I didn't mean to cause a problem between you and Dad. But I don't know if you saw the way he blew you off like that. I mean, it seems to me like he doesn't respect you or your opinion.
Look, honey, I know what you're doing, and it's not going to work. Playing one parent against the other is the oldest trick in the book. How could you not respect me or my opinion?
What are you talking about? Of course I respect your opinion, don't I?
Absolutely, sir.
Well, maybe when I happen to agree with you, right, Niles?
Absolutely, madam.
And when does her opinion ever agree with mine?
Never, sir.
And when has he ever even asked me my opinion?
Never, ma'am.
Niles, would you just stop being so wishy-washy?
Would you just say what you really think?
I can't. You sign my checks, you keep my secrets. You hired me first, but you'll probably live longer. How can I pick an answer that'll be most beneficial to Niles?
You know, I knew a little girl when I was growing up, and her parents didn't let her go away with her friends, and do you know what she ended up doing? Shoplifting.
Well, what happened to her?
She married you.
Well, you see how marvelously it turned out for her. I'm his father, I know what's best for him.
And what am I?
You're the nanny.
You called me the N-word. Did you hear that, Niles?
Do you get the house in the settlement?
Uh-huh.
Every word of it.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
I hate theme day at the home, and why do they always have to pick Hawaii? Well, maybe so everybody could wear the regular clothes. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. Me and Max had a fight, and... Ooh, honey, you better start drinking some more milk. You're getting a real hump back here.
No, I put my brassiere on backwards. It's easier to hook it in the front.
So I'm thinking maybe I came to the wrong place for advice.
So why are you here?
Well, I wanted to talk to you because I knew Ma would have a conniption if she knew that me and Maxwell already had a fight.
Oh, my God! What did you do to my son?
What are you doing here?
I never been to Hawaii. You should go back and beg forgiveness.
Why do you always take his side?
You're right. At your age, with your background, there are plenty of millionaire producers.
Meanwhile, I want him to start thinking of me as his equal, not as his nanny.
Whatever turns him on. Your father used to like me to dress up like a French maid.
with Grandpa. It was Heidi. He put his hair in little braids. I put on the long beard. Well, I'm beginning to see the future, and it ain't pretty. Oh, Ma, what am I gonna do? I mean, I want Maxwell to stop thinking of me as his nanny and start thinking of me as his wife.
Well, act like his wife. If you don't get what you want, deny him his...
Wooey. Ma, I'm a grown woman. You could say the real word, and I'm not gonna deny him the bing-bing. Your mother's right. I've been holding out on your grandfather for the past 25 years.
But he's been dead for 26.
Don't judge me.
All right, I'm gonna give this holding out thing a shot. I figure 20 minutes he'll say I'm sorry and be begging for Bing Bing. The man is gonna want me so much, when I deny him, he's gonna go crazy.
Hello, darling. I've been thinking about this afternoon, and I really do think I made the right decision about not letting Brighton go.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, you haven't seen this pose.
Well, honey, if that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. Hmm.
Oh, here he comes. No, 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 no. Why does he smell delicious?
Well, I'm glad you understand how I feel, sweetheart. Isn't it wonderful how we're communicating as a married couple? Hmm?
What'd he say?
Oh, who cares? Oh, is that a tushy?
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
So, how was your day at Yetta's?
How much can a woman take?
I know those homes can be a little depressing, but, you know, Yetta forgets that she's there, so every day is like a new adventure for her. So I got an early start tomorrow.
And here comes the rope.
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Ooh, Harry Winston earrings. I see denying your husband worked out beautifully.
Of all the times that I ignored your advice, this was the best time I ever had.
What do you mean you didn't take my advice? Why couldn't you hold out like I do?
Because my husband looks like James Bond and your husband looks like James Coco.
James Coco? I wish. I gotta go now. I got a very important thing to take care of before dinner.
What?
Lunch.
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to go with Maxwell to entertainment tonight.
Oh, you know how he gets. He said, darling, you know I want you by my side, but I'd just be so nervous knowing someone I loved was watching me so closely.
Yeah, I know. I was standing next to you. He was talking to me. Where the hell are my manila envelopes? That was to you.
Oh, look, he's on. You know, he really wanted me to be by his side, but he said he'd be too nervous having me watching him so closely.
He was talking to me. Okay, let's get this straight. Wife, butler, manila envelope getter.
He's on. Oh, he looks good. In control, no nervous laughter.
So it's great to have you here, Maxwell.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get to your new show in just a second, but I understand that congratulations are in order. Huh? You're laughing. What?
Oh, am I?
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, congratulations to you and the new Mrs. Sheffield. It's great.
Who? Oh, my nanny.
What, you married your nanny?
No, not my nanny. She used to be my nanny.
Well, what's she do now?
Same thing she did when she was my nanny. Nothing. Oh, no, I mean, not my wife. My nanny did nothing. My wife is, hopefully not saying this.
Oh, you poor woman. For a husband to treat his wife that way, you see, that is why I never got married.
Yeah, that's why.
Hi, pal.
Oh, Fran, I saw E.T. last night. I am so sorry, but don't worry. I got the perfect solution.
Oh, no, it's okay. We made up last night. He was just nervous. It was a slip of the tongue.
Is that a new necklace?
Yeah, matches the earrings. I think Maxwell is beginning to realize that he cannot afford to keep making these mistakes. Well, what was your solution?
Well, I've been thinking about it. And he's always going to see you as the nanny until...
Until what?
Well, that's as far as I thought it out.
How about until I hire another nanny?
Sure. Easy after I gave you the first part.
No, I already hired one for your information. And it wasn't easy either, finding a woman that's great with the kids like I am and gets along with Maxwell. Because, you know, while he's working at the house, he's going to see a lot of her.
Good morning, Mrs. Sheffield.
Good morning, Nanny Bauer. Would you like a biscuit?
Oh, no, that would not be proper etiquette for the nanny to sit down and eat with her employers.
I guess I cut nanny college that day.
You know, if you don't mind, I think that I will just go and pick up Grace from ballet and take Brighton to the dentist.
When are you going to do your nails and your hair and go shopping at Lowman's?
I do all that on my day off, ma'am.
Oh, that's novel.
I thought of that. Oh, well,
I guess I'm a lady of leisure, Val. Now I just gotta figure out what a lady of leisure does.
Yeah.
Oh, Niall, tell me, what did the first Mrs. Sheffield do with all of her free time?
Well, she loved to do her own dusting, cleaning, and vacuuming.
All right, she spent a lot of time at a country club.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Say, I wonder if they've got a water slide.
Gee, I'm beginning to think that I'm the first brunette that's ever been allowed in this club.
So you're not enjoying your first day here?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a little turned off. I mean, no one's playing Marco Polo in the pool. Went to the clubhouse. No comedian. And you think in a place like this, they'd have at least one Pac-Man machine in the lobby. What do people do around here? Well, when in Rome, can I have a mochaccino blended with equal, please? Make it a venti.
Running off to Fran for every little thing. She's no longer the nanny, you know. She's my wife now.
Wow, one night on the couch sure whipped you into shape.
I did not spend the night on the couch. Fran and I made up. Now, why don't you let me help you with your problem, hmm?
Well, Dad, all my friends are already on their cycles. why aren't I?
Well, you see? We didn't have to bother Fran with that. I'll buy you a bicycle.
Dad, I'm talking about my period.
Fran, darling. Fran.
Mrs. Sheffield is at the club, sir. Is there something I can do for you?
No, thank you.
You know, sir, nobody seems to need me for anything around here. I mean, if you don't mind my asking, what did the last nanny do?
Oh. Well, she, she would, Niles,
in addition to tending to the children, her duties were dusting, cleaning, vacuuming...
Oh, no, I am on to you. Your daughter, Cece, warned me about your shenanigans.
Well, besides taking care of the children, I suppose the nanny would make sure the tie that she picked out for me matched the shoes that she had picked out for me. Then she'd make reservations for dinner for myself and her. And then sometimes when I was working late at night, she'd come in here to the office, jump up on my desk, cross her legs in a most enticing manner.
Well,
hated that. Didn't care for it at all. No.
You know, it's really none of my business, but it sounds to me like she was more of a wife than a nanny.
Well, that's why I married her.
Oh? I was under the impression that your nanny was a nightmare.
Well, the devil told you that.
Your first wife, Cece.
Thank God you're home. I went up to Dad and I was completely honest with him, and I told him that I wanted to spend the night over at my boyfriend's house, and he said no.
You were completely honest with your father? Oh, honey, one day I'm gone and already this whole place is falling apart.
Man, I mean, I'm 20 years old. I mean, doesn't Dad know that, you know, I'm active?
You're doing the bing bing. Funny, you know. I love that. You feel so comfortable that you want to be totally honest with me. So let me be totally honest with you.
Get upstairs. What are you, crazy? And you're never leaving the house again.
Oh, darling, you're back. Mwah. How was your day as a lady of leisure?
You know, not good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you didn't enjoy yourself, you don't have to go back then.
Oh, good, because we're not allowed there anymore.
Darling, as a matter of fact, I was going to come down to the club and bring you home. Grace has a little problem.
Oh?
It seems that she's the only one of her classmates whose friend hasn't visited her.
Oh, honey, you're so archaic. I learned that at the club. Anyway, don't worry, I'll talk to her, and I'll simply explain to her that the longer her friend takes the visit, the happier we'll all be.
Who ate the last Nutter Butter? And why don't we have any backup?
Oh, well, welcome to hell, honey.
Glad you're home.
Oh, you and me both, sweetie. You know, I'm not cut out to be one of those fancy wives whose nanny knows their kids better than they do. I want to be the nanny.
Oh, when I want you to be the nanny. Mm-hmm. That's who I fell in love with. That's who's raised my kids so beautifully. And that's who I wanted to marry me.
Oh, what a sweet thing to say. I love you.
I love you, my darling.
Oh, good. You guys made up. I gotta tell you, I was torturing myself. I mean, I'm upstairs. I'm beginning to think this entire thing was all my fault. But yet, here you are. You're trying to raise me as a very mature...
You're still not going to Atlantic City.
Yeah, well... Okay. Yeah.
Darling, we are both equals.
us. Mm. He hates us both.
Well, you know, I think that I could be very happy being the nanny and your wife.
Well, what do you say I take the two of you upstairs?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. You're embarrassing me. Which one do you want to be wearing this?
Could you just excuse me for one moment, please? The agency sent another nanny over.
Well, just tell them that we're now replacing Nanny Bowers.
No, please, couldn't we just hire her for the day? The cast of All My Children is signing pictures at the Paramus Mall.
Miles, Erica Kane coming? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we're hiring a new nanny. I'm sorry, but the position has already been filled. Thank you very much. Are you out of your mind?